She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
I'm Meech.
What up, what up?
What's happening?
So Chris Brown, he made a monkey deal, Jenny, with the DA.
I'm sorry, what kind of deal did he make? A monkey deal?
You know, he had the whole monkey problem with, he bought his daughter a monkey.
Right, yes, which Jenny, I thought was kind of, like, not great.
Yep.
You shouldn't buy, like, animals that are supposed to be... not pets.
Yep.
And make them pets.
And then he tried to clean it up and say that he didn't own the monkey. It was one of his relatives and that she was just playing with the monkey at the relative's house.
Which is weird, too, because has anybody ever seen Outbreak?
Yeah, exactly.
And it was all caused by the monkey?
Yep.
Like, I would never let my kids near a monkey like that.
Uh-huh. And yeah. He was charged with 2 counts of having a restricted species without a permit.
Mm.
And now it looks like they struck a deal.
Okay.
So for the next 6 months, Chris Brown cannot have a monkey and he cannot go purchase a monkey. He cannot be next to monkeys.
He's got to stay completely away from any monkeys. Yes.
He also has to go into a diversion program for the case.
What? What?
And he can't buy a monkey until June 6, 2020.
Okay. Is that after he goes through some monkey business?
Yeah. No. And he has to pay a $35,000 fine to a monkey retreat facility that the monkey is actually living in.
Okay. Because now they have to house this monkey. Right.
And,
yeah.
They're working on to see if he can actually go and visit the monkey. So, yeah, that's what's going down in Chris Brown's life.
I think you should just leave the monkeys alone, okay?
For real.
I would never have an animal like that.
I mean, I always wanted a monkey, but it's just
why
at the same
do you
time,
want a monkey so bad? You're going to get home, the thing's going to go through all your cabinets, they can climb, I just think they're not supposed to be pets.
Monkeys are just like one of my favorite animals, so it's just something I always wanted, but I don't think I would ever buy one.
Yeah.
Because I think about it. Like, I really want to take care of it, and and I don't think, I can take care of a monkey.
Yeah, I don't think you can take, who can take care of a monkey? Where do you put the monkey?
Yeah.
When you leave, you put it in
exactly.
a cage, you cage the monkey?
And you shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Monkeys
right.
want to be free.
They want to climb.
Yeah.
It's kind of like my friend back in the day had a monitor.
What's
and
that?
I never understood that pet either.
What is that?
A monitor is like a big, I want to say lizard. Someone's going to call and be mad because I call it that. But it's like a mean animal.
Okay.
And the thing snarls at you and wants to bite you when you come near it.
Jeez.
And they just left it in the tank. And I'm like, why would you have that as a pet? Why are you having a monitor?
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
That's really weird. Mm-hmm. Or a tarantula.
Yeah.
That's a weird pet too.
Or a snake.
Snakes to me are a weird pet.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have snakes.
They do.
All right, anyway, moving on. Speaking of snakes, Offset. No. Offset is presenting more evidence as to the fact that he was hacked over the weekend and did not try to hit up Tekashi 6ix9ine's girlfriend, Jade, okay?
Because he got yelled at.
He got yelled at. So you might remember that, Cardi B in 2018 walked into a bar where this woman, Jade, and her sister was working and got into an altercation.
Yep.
And she was brought up on charges for it, Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman, Jade specifically is somebody that Cardi B is saying slept with Offset, knowing that he had a woman and that she was pregnant at the time.
Yep.
Okay. So over the weekend, Jade showed evidence that Offset DM'd her and said that he misses her.
Okay.
He said, miss you. So then Cardi B insisted that her husband was hacked. And over several hours, she posted multiple videos attempting to prove that he was not the person that sent the direct message.
Okay.
Which, to me, feels like, you're Cardi B.
Exactly.
You're doing a little too much.
Yeah.
I understand that's your husband. You want to stand up for him. Show that your family's solid. I get it.
Yep.
But it's like you're Cardi B.
Exactly.
Okay. So, in one clip, she said, babe, I know you've done some dumb blank. Everybody knows he's done some dumb blank, but come on. Basically, she said, he ain't crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he would have to be at this point. Okay. she said, we've been so good. We had a sweet weekend. Life has been good. And then he jumped on her story to present more evidence that he was hacked. He showed an email saying that he does not have access to his Instagram at this time. And he said, I've been having a good weekend. I wake up to this BS. I'm with my family. I ain't on no stupid blank. You can check out everything he had to say at 937.com. He really keeps stressing the fact that he did not send the DM. He would have to be crazy.
I think it's telling that Cardi B actually had to go up and say that they've been having,
a good weekend
and all of this stuff.
But I would tell you, a friend of mine, she caught her husband cheating.
Yep.
And she caught it on her phone.
Okay.
And one of the things she said to me was, we were having such a good weekend.
Wow.
She was like, we were having such a good night. We went out for dinner and we were, really getting along. And to see him, whoever text him and say, oh, babe, I wish you could have stayed. Mm-hmm. Like, it really hurt her. So I think that's where Cardi B might be coming from.